Ann Hughes, Temecula, October 10th, 1998.
Welcome. This is a very, very significant occasion. And I feel it is very important that you become aware, even though some of you have come for the first time, that you are not here to have what we call a party. This is not a gathering of hoopla. It is not a gathering of phenomena. It is not a gathering of what we call, and I use the expression, Wendy Woofy stuff. This is an expression in no way to negate perhaps many souls that have yet to realize what their opportunities are, or who have not reached a stage in their knowingness within, that they are serious and they are ready to take a level of consciousness that has eluded them perhaps for many incarnations, and we may apply this to every single beloved being on this planet. But you are here, dear hearts, for a reason. Even though, as I said, you may not be aware of how I work, you may have had some form of idea through other people, but in the discourses, I will say very clearly, it is to get you off your old courses in every sense of the word, whether it is theological or spiritual, emotional, mental, or even physical. Now, here again, you are here for a specific reason. And it may be that after I have finished even this preamble, for it is a preamble, it is not a walk in the monastery garden, it is a preamble to what will take place over the next 2 days, which you have chosen to have a look at, we may say, this door. This door is the door to full reality. It is the door to what some would call the ascension. When I hear people talk about ascended masters at their level, I realize they have absolutely no idea what a great ascended being is. Now, may I also share with you that I will be quoting from two pieces. It is not my propensity normally to refer to reference material, except to say that when in the infinite consciousness of my being, I requested the beloved to give me some form of validation, not for me, I know who I am. I am that I am. But to help many, perhaps, realize that there is more than just what we call the New Age philosophy taking place. Now, when I talk about the New Age philosophy, it is in no way to negate the marvelous realization for many hundreds and thousands and millions of souls on this planet who are now starting to move into consciousness known as fourth consciousness. This is, we may say, a collective decision through the understanding of a dispensation from greater levels of consciousness. Why? It is not just being afforded for this planet because it has so much importance, quite the contrary. It is something that this planet will receive as a ripple effect from the whole of what we call the cosmic beginning of the in-breath for Creator. So, of course, every single galaxy, every system in this universe will be affected by the decision of what we call all that is on many levels of infinite consciousness, where it is now in what we call the understanding of cyclical levels in physical creations, choosing to take an expanded level of consciousness within its very being. And of course, as many, many dear ones have become aware, again through the, in inverted commas, the New Age philosophy, which I am going to accommodate and acknowledge and support in the awakening for many souls that will inevitably get caught up in some of the glamour of it. And of course, many dear ones are now bringing some of the great beings that have been contacting them, working with them very powerfully to assist them, to help them move through. They are now reducing those great beings to their level of the Ascended Master. And I'm here to say unequivocally that to be an Ascended Master has yet to be understood by most of humanity on this planet, and never mind the dear ones who think that they are about to take Ascended Mastery. Now, when I say this in no way, let me further elaborate here. What is taking place on this earth is a collective consciousness decision to move into fourth consciousness. Now, how may I explain fourth consciousness? Well, first of all, we will say that as a collective species of souls who are even awake, they are becoming aware that they are about to move out of levels called 3Me, or 3D levels. Now, what are 3D levels? And I will give it to you very simply, very specifically, in simple terms, length, breadth, and width. The fourth level, or fourth D level, as we will say, adds to it consciousness. So what is taking place on this beloved planet is that there is a decision now to awaken the very primitive species called man to another level called consciousness. They have seen themselves as a collective species, whether we call it the Adamic principle, it does not matter anymore. But this is part of the evolutionary process of Creator in its physical creations, where it is now awakening this very primitive species, we would say, to another stage of evolution. And so what is taking place from moving in what they think is self-consciousness, because they have been so involved as a species with their ego survivals, which is me, 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 very self-conscious, in body consciousness, they are now being irrevocably pushed to another level of what we call consciousness. And that basically means responsibility for who they are at last. To take conscious responsibility, no longer even many souls are going to be pushed even in their spiritual concepts. And of course we are seeing it beautifully even now. It does not matter whether we have had the many paths of consciousness in spirituality, whether it has been religious, theological, spiritual, as we would say, even in the New Age philosophies, in the what we call the halfway houses, through the more modern terms of spirituality. I will not give the names of what some of those halfway houses are, but I will very clearly talk about metaphysics. And metaphysics is simply a halfway house, which was to help humanity, those who are ready, those souls who in many incarnations have searched for the divine to try and remember who they are as a spark of the divine, whereby metaphysics was brought in through the higher levels of consciousness to assist those souls to move out of fundamental constructs and concepts, out of theological dogmas, not in denial, because the time wasn't ready until then. And thus there was a beginning and a, what we call, an overture to humanity through the ascended celestial and archangelic brotherhoods to bring down the next phase of consciousness for humanity on this planetary consciousness, knowing that this planet was going to be affected by what we call the in-breath. And therefore the metaphysics was an overture by the ascended great ones, the rishis, the great masters, the many great beings, the siddhas, many great ones, who would, in impressionable consciousness, start to impress you in your manas, your mind levels, to help you hear that there are higher levels of yourself, not just talking to God on a crucifix or something like that. And now, again, not to negate those dear ones that have chosen in their wisdom to what we call worship and historical God consciousness, as we will say. For everything in spirituality, religious concepts, metaphysical, all what we call spiritual consciousness, has always been based on linear constructs, historical concepts. It has always been based until man was ready to take what we call his self-conscious empowerment. And this is what we mean by the fourth consciousness that is taking place on this earth. Now, as we know, there are billions of souls that are not even awake yet. That is immaterial. There are hundreds and millions of souls that are fully awake and certainly conscious as regards their spiritual path consciousness. But again, we are saying very clearly, it is becoming, and we understand with great compassion, another construct. And it is to take you out of the metaphysics and into the reality itself. And that is why some of you are choosing to be here. Now, again, please understand, the metaphysics have been part of your awakening, whether it is Eastern philosophy, Buddhic, Hindu, or what we call some of the wonderful New Age philosophy in the West that is taking place, and all is to be honored. But I want you to realize what, and many people are talking about, ascension really means. And some of you may choose to walk out today and decide that you are not ready to look at this. I hope that you will walk out with love in your hearts and be there to support those dear ones who will choose to take that level. Now, what I am saying here very strongly is as you as souls also are unaware, even in your life streams, at what stage you are at. You may think that you are intellectually aware, and some of you are very, very conscious about the yearning for God. And there is no question, because I get so many beloved ones coming to me and requesting, how may I serve? And I've always said, and the answer has always been, be the unconditional being that you are, love. But don't decide how, what, when, or where. And this is the greatest challenge for many dear ones who are in what we call the initiation levels. You have hundreds and thousands of you, and certainly you dear ones who are here today. You have been in what we call initiation levels, not just in this lifetime. In many previous experiences as soul, you have been down the initiate paths. You have been in the mystical schools. You are unaware even now that some of you have been, again, some are aware, that you have been connecting with the brotherhoods of light to assist you to what we call relinquish the soul patterning. The soul patterning that has been engendered on a basic concept of I am not, as we will call it. And some of you are very aware of my comment with reference to I am not. It is the non-understanding that you are the beloved and that you have simply written your dramas and your illusions through the separative consciousness. Now, when we say this, there is absolutely no acrimony on the part of greater levels of consciousness. Why? They know exactly, in all their species levels, at what stage a collective species is at. They also know, in their physical grids, exactly the point of reference of where a creation or a species is at. And so, of course, there has been absolutely no, what we call negation of your choice as souls to experience this physical creation. And there has been a compassion and understanding that there has been some very interesting factors that have taken place here in this creation for this particular physical planet, whereby souls in their free will have chosen to undertake experiences of times we may say they avoid, and all is well. But again, as I am saying to you very, very clearly, ascension is not a game. It requires, even before then, we may use the expression of crucifixion. Now let me explain to you why I requested validation, and when I say validation, for your edification, about what and how serious. Somebody had said that I was very serious in my work, and I said, I am not here for a joke, dear hearts. I am responsible to Creator, and I am responsible to souls, not to life streams, who may choose to continue their illusions, and all is well, because that is part maybe in their soul growth, and everything must be honored. There is no thought for me about how I perceive you as a life stream, because I am absolutely, completely, utterly, not even attached to what is taking place here. I am only, if we may use the expression, attached to the desire to serve Creator at the highest level, in whatever way this level will be used. There is no thought of my body. There is no thought of my popularity. I am not here for any of that. I am here in service to the divine on every level of my being. And whatever way I will be used, all is well. And so, of course, in my work with you, and when I use the expression my, let go of the little me, or seeing it as the little I, the only presence that is here amongst, with you, amongst you, surrounding you, in the very beingness of your being, is the presence I am that. There is nothing else here. Again, this is merely, we may use and understand the expression, a voice box for the presence here. But it is the energy of consciousness of love. And when I use the expression love, I am not talking about some wishy-washy emotionalism. I am not talking about hugging and kissing and all of this sort of thing. We understand that when the child starts to awaken, as they start to awaken to their beautiful realization, they get so excited they want to go and hug each other all the time. And we understand that with compassion. But sooner or later, that child then grows up and realizes, hey, I am the beloved and I am feeling on every level, but I don't need to go and constantly be so overt and poor. I am responsible in my consciousness on every level. So I will read to you, and I will paraphrase it. As I said, I requested some pointer. And of course, immediately, I was pulled to two books. Now, it is not my propensity to read loads of books. I have never come from any paths other than the direct consciousness of I am that, which I may say very clearly, destroyed this ego on every level, I am happy to say, and it continues to make certain there is nothing that creeps in. But this is from initiation. It was given to Alice Bailey, a great soul here, who in the surrender and the clarity of her surrender brought through one of the greatest, we may say, parts of the Brotherhood who represented the Brotherhood of Light. The Great White Brotherhood, it does not matter what you call it. The Vedic, the great consciousness realms of the Rishis and the Great Ones. This dear being was known as, and is known as, Dwalku. And it is from, and I am paraphrasing some of it as well, it is from the initiation book called Serving Humanity. It's actually, the book is called Serving Humanity. And the particular paragraph is initiation. And what was so interesting is I was brought right to almost the last three pages of this book. And here is what it says. I have given a heading for it. And so it says, this is the prerequisite, and I've put in brackets, true, my words, the prerequisite to true resurrection, et al. Ascension. Now, quote, the life of man who takes the fourth initiation, or the crucifixion, is usually of greater significance and suffering. It is the life of a man who makes the great renunciation, and I've put in brackets or parentheses here, my words, not necessarily a sannyasin, who leaves the world to find God. Close the parenthesis. And even exoterically, it is seen to be strenuous, hard, and painful. He has laid all, even his perfected personality, again, I will put in brackets here, no person ego, total surrender of me ego, spiritual as well, close the parenthesis, upon the altar of sacrifice, and stands bereft of all. All is renounced, friends, money, reputation, character and standing in the world, family, and even life itself. Do you understand what I have just said to you here? Now let me continue. This initiation of renunciation is of supreme importance to humanity and to the individual initiate. You are all initiates here, whether you have been aware of it or not. First of all, and we are talking about soul initiates, not whether you've been down some, what we call, mystical schools, doing all sorts of mantras and creeds and all sorts of techniques. We are not talking about this. We are talking about soul initiates, not to negate yet again some of those levels that you may have been drawn to try and remember who you are. First of all, this great act of renunciation marks the moment when the disciple has nothing in him which relates to the three worlds of human evolution. In parenthesis, I've put 3D levels, soul ego, personalities, or spiritual ego. Close parenthesis. His contact with those worlds in future will be purely voluntary and for purposes of service to Creator. I've put, i.e., he chooses to walk on this earth, physical creation consciousness, but is not of it. There is no glamour, my words again, psychic phenomena, etc. There is only the will to will God's will, which when you are ready to surrender, will consume you. There is absolutely no attachment as to how, what, when, and where, or how you are used. Now, on the other side, I was given yet a further reference. I will say very clearly that I acknowledge the validity of this work that came through Alice Bailey, because I work with the great brotherhoods of light and beyond, not just one level. I am open to all the levels of the divine realms of light itself. There is another excerpt that I want to convey. Again, this is totally paraphrased, and so it is not to take it as word, but I have simply paraphrased it to make some sense because there is so much of it. It is from the Keys of Enoch, and it was brought through to a very serious brother who was searching for his divine beingness. And it is the 64 from the 64 Keys of Enoch. It is a phenomenal piece of work. It is validated as far as I'm concerned, and you may choose not to accept this, but I can say you would not be here unless you had some form of acceptance of my service here as well. This is what is said. The life of a man who takes the... Sorry, beg your pardon. It's around. This is about souls choosing. These At this moment in time, every single soul on this planet is choosing its level of where and how it is going to present its service in reality to Creator. And this level is being brought about whether the life streams or the life ways are conscious or not. The souls are all at this moment in time, through the collective initiation called the resurrection of this earthly planet, which is in process now, are actually now being brought to what we call the balance of realization, whether they are conscious or not. But what I have put here, and this was from a page 306, 6-16. It says, meta-creations, again paraphrase, please understand I am paraphrasing. Meta-creations, i.e. reincarnation to primitive man. Some will even lose their soul individually into the melting pot of the central sun. What we mean by that is there will be some souls who have wantonly refused to serve and to awaken in the consciousness of the divine. It does not matter. We are not just talking about this lifetime. We are talking about many lifetimes where that soul, in the outbreath of consciousness, has had every opportunity in physical creations to awaken and to serve the highest level for Creator. But I will say very clearly, we are on this planet, we are on here to bring Creator into physical realms of consciousness, or spiritualized matters, we will use that expression. This is why this creation, and many of the creations have been presented, for souls, for sparks of the divine to come in service to greater all that is, and to bring these creations to other levels, from sentient to self-conscious divine creations, the spiritualization of matter. The second choice that the soul may choose is spiritual physical evolution, which I call fourth consciousness. A number of levels, from theological indoctrination, i.e. historical faith, to very aware spirituality, but not motivated to release physical experience, i.e. more soul growth, lessons through physical matter creations or desires. So what I am saying here, there may be some of you here that may decide that you are certainly and have no intention and no desire to leave what we call your physical desire levels. But the potential is that you will present through your service in surrendering as much as you feel you possibly can. Again, it's only what you will feel. That you will present the leadership potential in bringing through the gifts of what we call the Holy Spirit into fourth consciousness, whereby through the golden age, or some will call the new age, that you will present the leadership potential in your techniques, in some of your methodologies that you will still choose because you are not yet realized and ready to allow love to fill you to every particle of your being. For you see, I cannot give you God. Only you can recognize it within yourself. But it is not to negate those souls who will choose those levels. For you, and if some of you are here, will present the leadership for the golden age itself, whereby many will come to you in order to be imprinted through the great gifts of holistic concepts, as we will say. For you see, this fourth consciousness is about balance. And some of you may choose still to stay in your relationships and choose that you still desire some form of attachment outside of yourselves. Again, there is no negation. There is every level of consciousness that will come into the fourth consciousness. It's just, and I may equate the level. Jeshua ben Joseph, when he walked on this planet, was at the highest state of consciousness for this whole collective consciousness. There was not one person who was even near that consciousness. He was at the top of the grid of that consciousness. Most of humanity was right at the bottom of the grid, we may say, in density on every level of not knowing itself. Jeshua ben Joseph presented the leadership potential. But it was so phenomenal that it has taken 2,000 years for even people for it to filter through to the consciousness of humanity. They would rather write a Jesus faith around him rather than accept the resurrection or the awakening to more expanded levels of consciousness. Now, when I say this, there is no negation, quite the contrary. The third, and this is the level, and I also must say, that in my service to Creator, has been presented to me so powerfully. I cannot negate in any way because others may not like what I am saying, and that is why I may only work with a small group, and this may be reduced by tomorrow even, because you may fail or feel that you do not want to hear anymore. And we understand that with love, and we hope that with the consciousness that you have, you will walk away with love in your hearts to support those who are going to choose that level. But in my service to the beloved, it is the service of ascension itself, what I call ascension. Not the ascension that many are talking about, which are misunderstanding, which is a collective resurrection for this planetary being. Souls that have feel absolutely no desire other than to be the will of God. They desire nothing outside of themselves other than God, God, God to be. This time period is an incredible boost for those moving into the feeling knowing of number 3 level. They then choose to walk on this earth, but not be of it. So I felt it was very important that you were aware of why I'm here and why you have chosen to come. It is not to what we call meander in the garden, as I said. This is not a monastery walk or anything like this. This is a serious, serious look at where you feel you are. Now, it doesn't matter what your life streams are presenting to you. In fact, some of the things that I become very aware is that many of the life streams are kicking and screaming when they come here on some levels because their fears are so great. But what happens is the souls have been brought here. We have already had souls that have been contacting us and saying, I've got to be here. And the reason being is, and most of those souls are very conscious anyway in their life streams, but those souls know that they are being brought here, not for me, it is nothing to do with me, absolutely nothing. It is the consciousness of I am that, which is pulling you in to finally help you let go of your life stream that is kicking and screaming in its fair processes or in its many programs of I can't, I should, I think, I ought, I must, or its programs of total attachment in family scenarios. I am can be very tough. It does not make any mistakes of any sort. You chose to be here and welcome, me say. So let us start. Let us start this journey of beingness together. It will be that I may push you, prod you, and even pin you to the wall, dear hearts, in order to help you as souls look at the life stream levels of I am not. Those parts of you that understandably so, those many grids, those many levels, that again, through your soul consciousness, you will be able to neutralize and embrace. Listen to the word neutralize. For you see, it is your emotional levels, your mental levels, and your physical levels, and your etheric levels that are resisting at this moment, even though your soul levels are adamant that you know something is on. Do you understand what I am saying here, dear hearts? So, again, I ask that you do not get caught up with the physical vehicle here. As I said, the physical vehicle has absolutely no attachment of what you call her. Not at all. If it means that I can get you the ego level, what we call crucified, so be it. And in the process, you may choose to crucify my ego levels even more, and I will say thank you to each and every one of you. For there is no personality, but again, the beloved is in charge of this on every level. When I say personality, I'm talking about ego personality that is talking to you now. There is only a personality that is a voice box that is talking to you, as is in total surrender and continues in its crucifixion to the divine on every level.
End of tape.